21.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we start things out here tonight, of course, your calls are primary if you make them. But first, the latest from the TSA. I think we mentioned this maybe a few days ago, but never really got to the details. In case you are not aware, the TSA does have plans to expand. And we predicted in the past that the TSA was going to be expanding out. However, I don't think we necessarily predicted in the correct direction initially.
It's difficult to be able to predict these things, honestly. But
sure. We thought they were going to go, or at least I thought they were going to go out into the realm of busing. So Greyhounds and city buses. And in fact, at one point a few months back, Indianapolis did have TSA agents out at some city bus stops. So to some extent that had already occurred, but it hasn't really gone mainstream. They haven't really pushed to do that anywhere else, to my knowledge. One of the places I didn't expect this to occur was private planes, which is what they're looking at doing. According to USA Today, the Transportation Security Administration is planning a massive expansion of aviation security that for the first time will regulate thousands of private planes now flying with no security rules. And I might add, now flying completely safely with no security rules.
Yeah.
When was the last time a private plane was hijacked? Is that even something that happens?
One flew into, shortly after 9/11, one flew into a building in Tampa. But it was accidental.
The guy like had a heart attack or something, right? Or there was some sort of medical condition.
I don't think it was a heart attack. I think it was some
crazy
person. I think it was crazy.
Hmm. Yeah, but it was his plane, right? I mean, he didn't steal the plane, did he?
I don't remember the story entirely, but he wasn't a terrorist.
Well, one of the things for sure is that the TSA is interested in expanding its bureaucracy, as all bureaucrats are. Anybody that is a bureaucrat and they have power over others, they have people who are subordinate to them, always want to increase the number of people that they have subordinate to them. And they want to increase the budget to their department and all of that. And so that's sort of the motivation that that drives this. And, of course, they can cover their expansion of the bureaucracy by simply saying, well, we need this for safety. These private planes, they need to be safe, too.
And, it's always in the name of safety, you know?
And of course, the private plane people will certainly be able to afford whatever fees the TSA decides to tack on to their private flights as a for the purposes of providing their services to them. Because people that take private flights are paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cheap. So let me get to the story here. Again, massive expansion is what they're planning. The new regulations expected to be proposed in coming months stop short of passenger screening, but would aim to prevent someone from flying a small plane, possibly packed with explosives, into a building. Authorities also worry about terrorists transporting hazardous materials or themselves on private aircraft, said their head of general aviation security. The threat is real, said aviation security consultant Glenn Wynn from United Airlines, or formerly a security chief there. Some small airports reserved for private planes really don't have a lot of security, which would make it easy for someone to steal a small jet. There's a huge window that's open, and I do believe they've got to close that. Now, it's been a long time since September 11th at this point. It's coming up on the seven-year anniversary of that.
Right. Apparently, they're not keeping our small airports secure.
No. So even though the airports are not secure, it really hasn't resulted in any problems because there haven't been any terrorists stealing the planes.
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's a matter of time. I think that if we continue to stay in the Middle East, that we're going to have some Muslim extremist types try to do something awful in the United States again. I think we're still goading them in the same way that we were goading them before. Now, I'm not going to say that some of them don't hate Britney Spears and Coca-Cola and the Western lifestyle, but I don't think that that's the vast majority of them. They certainly get their, they get the springboard from the fact that we're over there, we're killing Arabs. I mean, they call us the Great Satan, and I'm sure from their point of view, we look like it. We being the United States of America.
The government, right. So so they said they're saying they need to close this huge window. Corporations and aviation groups are watching closely as the TSA prepares to regulate roughly 15,000 private planes that are seen as a convenient alternative to commercial flights. The planes fly in a network of 4,700 small airports, 10 times the number of commercial airports that rarely have delays and often sit closer to city centers, according to one of the airport directors. Security regulations could hamper some convenience, aviation groups worry. The new security proposals must be workable and should strike the right balance between the need for security and for mobility. Well, clearly there's no need for security because
we have the right balance currently.
Right, the people that are flying in private planes are quite satisfied with the level of security. Otherwise, I'm sure they could privately bring about other levels of safety if they wanted to. So there is no problem here. They're not even addressing an existing problem. It's just an excuse to expand their bureaucracy.
Well, I think that there's an existing problem in some ways. I mean, there's still the danger that somebody could steal a jet or charter a jet and then be able to fly it or something. I guess that they'd have to obviously have no Americans on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then fill it full of explosives and do something bad. I don't know what. It wouldn't be on the scale of 9/11. You can be certain of that.
You know, I understand that there are private airstrips out there, but how hard would it be for a terrorist with significant resources? I mean, if you can afford to buy a plane and you can afford, you know, if you've got Osama bin Laden or whoever backing you financially, how hard would it be to build your own airstrip? Launch your own plane off of that? I mean, none of this security theater, which is what the TSA's primary job is, to provide people with this false sense of security, none of it is going to stop somebody who is absolutely devoted to the idea of, as you say, packing a plane full of explosives. You want to pack a plane full of explosives, you don't want to do it when someone else is around. So you can't go to a public private airport where anybody could come out at any time and, you know, ask what you're doing. You'd want your own private airstrip, a nice big long piece of road somewhere or, you know, dirt. I don't know what it takes to launch an airplane, but I imagine you could do it on a gravel path of some sort.
I'm sure.
So wouldn't that be a solution to somebody that wanted to blow something up? Just avoid the private airports entirely. Anyway, the new regulations, which would apply to planes which weigh more than 12,500 pounds, would most likely require measures such as checking flight crew backgrounds, parking planes in secure areas, and inspecting planes, said Morgan. We've worked very closely with the industry to garner as much input with respect to what's operationally feasible. It's not clear whether passengers would be getting background checks. Many but not all private operators already safeguard their planes. The new rules will provide.
What's the point in a background check, by the way? If they checked my background, which I don't know what they do as far as background checks on regular passenger jets, because I've been plenty of them.
And they
I don't know that they do. I don't know anything like that. I don't imagine that they do. Otherwise, they'd hassle me every time we went through because my background doesn't look good.
Mm. The regulations come as Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff had voiced concerns about terrorists using private jets. The department has proposed doing background checks of people flying on private planes into the United States and is looking at tightening security for small airports and for businesses such as fuel dealers that operate on them. The head of government affairs for the National Air Transportation Association, which represents companies that service business jets, said new security rules will be a little bit of an inconvenience, but might draw some passengers who now are worried about private planes. Having a program like this will make private planes even more secure, he said. So it sounds like the Private Plane Association or one of their associations isn't even really too concerned about this. Doesn't bother them that the government's going to come in there and make life a bigger hassle for them, increase their costs. They're going to pass it on to their private plane customers, who no doubt can afford it. But it's just sad to see the bureaucracy continuing to expand for no reason whatsoever. I mean, normally it's reactionary when a bureaucracy expands. Normally, when you see stuff like this, it's as a result of something happening, which doesn't justify it either. If somebody had actually stolen a private plane and gone and blown it up somewhere, that wouldn't justify a big government expansion into airport security. Well, if the airport is concerned, they can add their own security if they want to and not have this obligation from the government, which, of course, is going to cost more. The government bureaucracy is going to cost more as far as their so-called security than whatever it is the airport would probably implement itself.
I agree with you that the security that that is offered by the United States and the TSA and that sort of thing is poor. And that it's ineffective. However, I think that currently, with our current situation where we have military people in 131 nations around the world, that it does make sense that you would want to secure, you know, be secure against terrorist attacks because we're, you know, we're goading these people.
Well, the government people certainly are.
The key really is our foreign policy, not our airport security.
It's their foreign policy, not mine. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promise not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, So enjoy those on us. And those include, by the way, the archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. Again, totally free for you, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. To your calls, we talk to Ernie in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, I just wanted to make a major point here about the risk assessment of this stupid TSA initiative here.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, anybody who has a driver's license can walk into a rider truck department and rent a truck, even a pickup truck.
Yep.
Which carries, you know, 3,000, 4,000 pounds if you overload it a little bit. If you want to put a bomb in something, you want to drive it up to a target. I mean, there's 100 million drivers in the United States, and there's maybe 300,000 pilots.
This is, this is one of the things that I've suggested for the longest time, is that clearly there's nobody in this country that wants to blow anything up that badly, because if they wanted to, it would not be very difficult for them to do so. And I think that absolutely a ground-based attack is, you know, just makes much more sense because of the reasons you're pointing out. It's not hard at all to build the bomb, and it's not hard at all to get a vehicle in which to transport it, and there's virtually no security surrounding that stuff. So it's clear to me that nobody really wants to blow anything up, because otherwise they would be. Wouldn't be hard.
And the other point I wanted to make is that it's a hell of a lot harder to take off an airplane and fly it where you have to go than it is to get a road map and get in a car or vehicle, you know, a road vehicle, and find the destination, your target.
Yeah, you certainly don't need as much training to drive as you do to fly, that much.
Right. Oklahoma City makes a hell of a lot more sense than 9/11 as far as a terrorist attack. I totally agree.
And what about the bombing in, was it with 93, the World Trade Center? How'd that happen? That was a rider truck that was parked in the basement.
You're right.
And that almost took the building down.
Yep.
All it needed was a little bit more, maybe just two trucks or three trucks, you know?
I think they said that they were on the wrong pillars or something like that. If they'd have been on different pillars, that it would have brought the buildings down even more effectively than it did, than the airplanes did, honestly.
Now, the reason why they're not going into the realm of the road as far as bringing the TSA out into the streets is because they don't have that incident with which they could really stir up the public and get them to bow down easily for that kind of checking. But in order to somehow even have any effect on the idea that somebody might come and drive a truck loaded full of bombs to whatever location, would be checkpoints in the streets, would be random checkpoints in every city in America operated by the TSA or local sheriffs. And that's a really, really scary police state. I'm glad we're not there yet, but all it would really take would be one incident for them to be able to say, oh my gosh, we didn't even think about ground attacks. We're going to need checkpoints everywhere. So hopefully no one will take your idea and run with it.
Well, and over 90% of the aircraft that are private airplanes are like a Cessna 172, which has a total weight, a gross weight of 2,400 pounds. And out of that, 1,400 pounds is structure, and another 300 pounds is fuel. So you're left with about 700 pounds, and you have to put a pilot in there. So,
right. Yeah. And they're only talking about regulating planes that are above 12,500 pounds. So you're saying that 90% of the private aircraft actually will not even fall under this particular bureaucracy.
Yeah, but I take a great exception to what you're saying about that. That one private aircraft, those are, what you have to realize is that the aviation industry is under the FAA's thumb. I mean, they have been crushed forever. And they're apologists. They're lobbyists.
Yeah.
They're in there with the FAA, the government. You know, the only one that has any validity is opposing this slightly is the AOPA, which is the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. They have 600,000 members, I think. I used to be a member, but I gave it up because I became a free marketeer, and it was just like They're just trying to work within the system.
Yep, and that's all that these people are. I mean, it's just like the restaurant industry associations or any other industry association that comes out to oppose in some mealy-mouthed, cowardly way the government's, whatever it is they're planning to regulate. Out in Los Angeles, when they came up with the regulation to stop fast food restaurants from being built, the Restaurant Association barely even had anything to say about it. And it's just so sad to see these people cowering in fear of what the federal government might do next. It's like, oh, well, we'll accept these regulations just because, thank goodness you didn't make them more harsh. Boy, thanks, guys. We appreciate that you only are targeting the 12,000-pound planes and not ours. So it's all right. We'll just bend
the
right over for
those,
you.
The 12,000-pound planes, that most of the time they're parked in a hangar or they're parked right next to the FBO, the fixed base operator, the business that operates on the airport that services and fuels the airplanes. So they're under observation 100% of the time.
You wouldn't want those things way the heck out on on some airfield someplace where nobody was watching them. That makes perfectly good sense. That's a very expensive plane that you're talking about.
It's a great call, Ernie. Any other thoughts for us?
Well, yeah, and the fact that there's a toll-free number that anybody can call, posted on the fences of all the airports, any suspicious activity, call this 800 number, and 90% of the airports have fences that are 8 foot tall with barbed wire on them.
Yep. It's like I said, if these terrorists want to go after something, they'll just use their own private airport. How hard would that be to pave out a little strip of runways you can take off a plane on it?
Well, the airplanes you're talking about are $2 million.
Right. I mean, so if they can afford their own.
Even used. I mean, the airplane industry, the used prices aren't that low. So, I mean, you'd be better off with a truck.
That's a good point. Yeah, just renting a truck.
Yeah.
Good points, Ernie. Great call. Thanks for the expertise. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Always good to hear from somebody that actually knows a thing or two about the topic.
Sure.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's no terrorism. There are no terrorists in America. If there are, then what the hell are they waiting for? I mean, if there are terrorists in America that we're all supposed to be so afraid of, then where's all the terrorism? Because there's no shortage of suicide bombings going on in the places where there definitely are people that would like to cause terror over in the Middle East. There's always somebody new strapping a bomb to themselves and blowing it up, but we don't see any of that here in America. And don't tell me, oh, it's because the FBI's out there. The FBI is working so hard, keeping us safe. It's, oh, if it weren't for the FBI, we'd have people blowing themselves up left and right. What a bunch of nonsense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I do agree.
No, I mean, as long as you can put a bomb together, then it's just a matter of figuring out how to deliver it.
You would think that if the FBI was doing just that, that you'd be hearing about it in the news.
Yeah, they've been picking these people off, but all you ever hear about are those. Last story I think we heard was the guys down in Miami. Remember the gang of losers down in Miami that was training allegedly to be terrorists, but
they had infiltrators.
It was the FBI
that was doing it,
egging them on essentially. All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. And if you are a lady listener, don't hesitate to submit your validated picture. All the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've got to get some legal documents done, like a will or even a divorce or a lease or something like that, go to LegalZoom.com. They've got all kinds of legal documents there. You can save $10 off your order with code FTL. They've got patents, wills, trademarks, living wills, all the things that you need to get done. You know you need to get them done. Get them done at LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL. Save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box. Brandon emails in. He says that over the last few days, a couple of things popped into my head while listening to your show. The first has to do with drugs. I was thinking about what might happen to the pharmaceutical industry if drugs were legalized, and it occurred to me that legalizing everything could lead to lower drug prices overall. It seems to me that drug companies could produce or hire growers to produce things like marijuana and sell them at a fairly large margin. This could potentially help to offset the cost of researching, producing, and marketing the more medicinal drugs that currently cost an arm and a leg. Does this seem plausible? I would say that it's an interesting idea to take the profits from one product and help it, you know, help subsidize research and development on others. Of course, if we got rid of the FDA,
if there wasn't enough profit in another drug, though, they wouldn't be in it. It's just not worth it from a business standpoint.
Well, that may be true, Mark, but there may also be something to where there's something to be said for sort of like a charitable effort in that if there's not a lot of profit in curing cancer, they might want to just do it anyway, so they could be the company to claim that they
cured cancer,
created the cure for cancer. So
Merck, we cured cancer.
Yeah, there you go. So I think that a big help, though, would be to get rid of the FDA entirely, because then the medicines that he's referring to that cost, as he say, an arm and a leg would not cost so much mm-hmm. because they wouldn't have to spend the billions of dollars that it takes or billion or whatever it is that it takes to put their experimental medication through the FDA's approval process and would instead have competing certification agencies willing to do it for a fraction of the price. Second, he says, I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about the story about Christian parents and their child. The problem came in when the child fell ill, and instead of taking the child to a doctor, they decided to pray for the child. It turned out that the child had cancer, and I believe it was a type the doctors could have easily saved the child, but I might be mistaken on that last part. Either way, says Brandon, how would the free market handle this? The only law is to do no harm. So are the parents, by not taking the child to the doctor, leading to the child's death, causing harm?
Well, this issue comes up on the show pretty regular, at least every few months. You know, should parents have the right to treat their child in the way that they want? And really, this is a slippery slope. Yes, I think that it's weird. It's darn weird, and I don't like it. I think it's bad to have a situation where, you know, your child has a particular illness and you decide to stay home and pray when, in fact, you know, medicine could have helped the child and they die. It's obviously it's tragic and there's all kinds of stories about it.
Sure.
But, you know, then you get, well, should the parents be, it's such an important issue. Should the parents really be allowed to feed the child whatever diet they want? I mean, we know how important diet
is. It is a slippery slope, right?
The parents are giving the child candy.
What about vaccines? I mean, if you take the position that
the state knows best, that you know best.
So if the state is saying, well, okay, this is harm if the parents pray for the child, then that opens up that Pandora's box to say, okay, well, then it could be harmful if you don't get your child vaccinated because then they could come down with some sort of sickness that otherwise they wouldn't have come down with, and you're therefore causing harm in that manner. Mm. Or, as you say, with food, perhaps by taking your kids to McDonald's, that is causing harm. And so therefore, I mean, so really you don't want to get into that area. As disturbing as it is and as sad as it sounds, what these parents did, or rather, I guess, didn't do, you just have to live with it. You just have to come to the understanding that some people are going to make those choices for their children that are different than you might have made had they been your children, and you just have to come to the understanding that that's okay and that we have to just move on with our lives.
It's a shame, but the fact is they've raised this kid already to believe these beliefs of theirs that
right.
you know, somehow that prayer can fix these particular illnesses or whatever. And you know, there's many religions that simply don't believe in doctors at all, and it's not what I believe. I think that it's wrong, but you can't do anything about it. They've already raised that kid to believe that way anyway, so likely the kid would make that choice for himself. And if you don't want that kid to make that choice, if you think that's a bad choice, in fact, what you have to do is you have to take all the kids away from all the parents and raise them in some kind of communal home where you get to teach them what you want them to be taught. But the problem with that idea is it will never be what you want them to be taught. Because, in fact, the government will do it, and they'll teach what they want. So you just can't. You just can't. I'm sorry. They may be crackpot religions out there that think that prayer can solve it, but there are lots of evidence that positive mental attitude, the right thinking, prayer, whatever you want to call it, meditation, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, there's some evidence. It's anecdotal or whatever. I mean, it's not obviously scientific evidence that people have been cured by that.
Now, hold on. There's a lot of scientific evidence in favor of the placebo effect.
Okay.
There's a lot of it. That's why it's used so often. The idea that you tell somebody that you're giving them a medication that's going to help them, and in fact you're not. You're just giving them a sugar pill, and then they get better. Whereas if you're telling somebody that you're going to get sick, you're going to get worse, you're going to die, then you create sort of a self-fulfilling – you can create a self-fulfilling
prophecy.
Some
people, they come out of that, but yeah.
So, I don't think that parents should hit their kids. I don't think that spanking is okay, but I would never impose my beliefs on another set of individuals. I would never threaten them with any sort of consequences of violence coming to them as a result of them using violence on their kid. I might, decide to ostracize if I had kids. I may decide to not allow them to play with those other kids, or if I was running a business and they were a client, I might decide to no longer service them. If I was that concerned about how they were raising their kids or how they were treating their kids. But it's none of my damn business what they just decide to do. It's their life. It's their choices. And they're going to be the ones that are going to suffer the sadness of losing their children if that's what happens.
Yeah.
I can't ever come close. They're not my kids, so I can never come as close to those parents to feeling whatever it is that they're going to feel.
Right. You know, we read a news story. It sounds bad for the few minutes we read the news story. In 10 minutes, we'll be on to some other subject, and you won't even be thinking about the kid that, died because his parents decided to pray for him instead.
He does have a few more questions. He says, or is the child property of the parents and, as such, subject to the will of the parents? Well, that's a good question.
No, he's a ward of the parents.
Yeah, well, okay, ward. What does that mean? How is that different from being property?
Well, you're responsible for the child's well-being, but you don't own them. I mean...
Yeah, you don't own them in that, but at the same time, you can set rules for them and where they can go and what they
can
do.
You can set rules
because
they live in your house,
right.
Essentially. The parent owns the house. The child lives in the house. When
and
the child
such,
decides to sever that relationship, be it at... 18,
right.
It seems more likely at 30 these days, especially with the economy going south, they're likely never move out anymore. But, and some kids go earlier.
Yeah,
than
at
that.
An early age. So if what, I don't know how old this youngster is that in his story that he's talking about, but let's say they're 10. If the 10-year-old decides that he wants to go to the damn hospital and get treated for whatever his problem is when mommy and daddy are saying, no, we're just going to pray for you. If he then decides to go up and leave and, run away essentially to the hospital to get that help, then I think that he has made that choice at that point to no longer be a ward of his parents and is 100% in control of his life. And I would absolutely support his right to walk away. And
likely some good people
that.
Out there would say that they agree and that they don't, that they would offer a place for this 10-year-old to move in and live as they're in their sort of custody.
In fact, his next question was, what if the child were 16 and wanted to go to the doctor but the parents wouldn't allow it? Well, the only way they could stop you would be to like shackle you and tie you down. If you were determined to go to the doctor, you'd figure out a way to get there. You'd leave the house and you'd hitch a ride or walk or get on the city bus or whatever it took.
Depends on how badly they want to do it. And, that's really the issue is, maybe they think about it a little bit, but if they don't really want to do it, they're not doing it.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think, Mark, you got some hospital-related questions. We'll get to those here in a moment. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only 1 tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations and bringing more internet listeners to Free Talk Live. So it's working. You can see some of the things we're spending the money on if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about the perks you get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Learn about it and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls, coming up, Mark, you've got an email with some hospital-related questions. Not sure where that's going to go, but sounds intriguing. But first, we go to John in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, this business with when people tell you what you ought to be putting into your body and when you not ought to be putting other things, including prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've taken care of my own health a little bit in the past year, and if I had a child that was, under the age where I'd be responsible for them, I would be doing pretty much the same thing for my own child. I had a doctor write a couple prescriptions for me, and fortunately he didn't call me into the office and charge me for a visit to do that. He just simply mailed them to me, and I called the office and spoke to the staff and said I have no intention of filling these prescriptions. We didn't even talk about diet and exercise. And if I had a child with the similar problems, I'd be looking at the same similar things, food issues, health is a result of what we put into our bodies, minds, and spirits. Generally, people talk about like universal health sometimes, this big cry that we need some universal health. If you look at kind of traditional China.
John?
I just got a beep. It's probably somebody trying to call me. Sorry.
Very good. Go ahead.
I'll ignore them. So this traditional Chinese medicine is kind of based on this idea that, you know, what you're putting into your body is what you're going to, what's going to affect your health most of all. And so some people might say, geez, that's a kind of wacky thing. Isn't that kind of based on that yin and yang stuff? Or isn't that based on the elements? Or, you know, somebody else might, you know, view that as if it's religious. Hey, I don't know what it's based on. I know how I'm feeling, and it's better than I'm feeling better now than I felt since I was a very young man.
Wow, that's great. It's a good thing to say.
And
they do say you are what you eat, right?
And always. And so, If the doctor had prescribed something for my child, I would be doing the same thing, and some people would be looking at me and saying, geez, that's that wacko that believes in this yoga and meditation and this kind of, you know, these maybe Eastern ideas. You know, that's not what we talk about around here. Now, it does get a little bit weird when you have a parent who wants to do something like this with a child, and it's not what they practice themselves. There was a case down in Massachusetts, you know, 20 or 25 years ago, where the parents pretty much let the kid die. Kid was suffering, and the parents said, I don't believe in any of this. And it went into the government court system, and they looked at the records, and it turns out that the parents, in fact, didn't practice this. They only experimented on their child. So that's kind of, to me, that's kind of evil.
Yeah, so where if you get sick as a parent, you'll take yourself to the doctor, but if your kid gets sick, you just pray for him? Is that the idea?
Yeah, they went, you know, she would just get Novocaine from, you know, even for just like the tooth cleaning. A lot of people would do that just for comfort's sake. But it was against the supposed religion that she said that she was practicing. So it's pretty weird. I guess that's one standard that you can look at. If you know, I know another guy that was a Jehovah's Witness, and they don't believe in blood transfusions years ago. And, you know, everybody kind of looked at him like he was a horrible person because he didn't allow his child to have a blood transfusion when the child was said to need it. And the child survived without it. And people say, geez, he shouldn't have been allowed to take that risk. And I say, well, the thing is, does the guy practice what he preaches, or is he just experimenting on his children? So
interesting question.
The point is, that would be kind of a standard. One thing is, does the parent actually practice what they're doing with their own body, mind, and spirit, or is it just, you know, they got little ones that they have control over, so they're just experimenting? Anyway, I think I made my point. But
yes, sir.
The good news out there for everybody, if you ever hear somebody talk about universal health care, look at universal health care as the traditional kind of Eastern things where put positive stuff into your body. I changed my diet. I knocked out a lot of like the sugars, the candies, the sodas, and just the pure crap that I used to have.
I don't know if I would label that universal health care.
Universal health care sounds like government implemented.
No. I'm saying as an alternative. I'm saying just like a spin on it. Whenever I'm going to hear people that say we need universal health care, I'm going to say, wait a minute. You mean government? The government is not universal. Government is the disease, not the cure. Universal health care is to take care of yourself in kind of a universal way, and you know, all aspects.
I think that's a fine point, John. I don't know if I would
take all the crap that you're putting into your body, and if you're giving out any crap, stop that too. They talk about nonviolence, some of this Eastern stuff, and I'd like to be able to try to reach these people. Some way they talk about this thing like Gandhi talked about, ahimsa, which means nonviolence and not causing harm. And yet they tend to lean a little bit towards these government solutions. And I need to try to figure out a way to try to tell people, you know, if you believe in this nonviolence, you really better, you know, and they talk about karma. If you want to fix your karma, maybe you need to look at your dogma.
Great points, John. Thank you for the call. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if universal health care is worth saving as far as trying to redefine it whenever someone brings it up. But I do, you know, I do understand where you're coming from. Yeah, absolutely. 800-259-9231 to Dave in New York. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in New York. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
The Book of Revelations.
Uh-huh. What about it?
Well, you know how they have that part with you hear a lot about the rapture.
But I'm
looking through my book here, and it's a confusing book, and it doesn't seem to be in there.
That the rapture itself, like the people will be, they'll be born up. God's chosen will be born up in the sky or something. The trump will sound, and
yeah.
Is it in there, Mark? You're the one that's read this book. Right?
I can't tell you. I honestly, I don't know where it is. I mean, I know where they get the idea of the rapture from, which verse, you know, that I've seen the verse. I don't mean which verse that
Well, what does it really matter if it's there or not anyway? It's just an old book, right?
Well, it's an interesting book. It's pretty, I don't know, it's kind of fun to read.
Yeah, if that's what you enjoy doing, then you can certainly do that. I found it incredibly dull, and I could never possibly read that book.
So what about the part? There's actually a part where Jesus appears as like a goat, or not a goat, a lamb, and he's got like seven eyes and seven horns.
It's an interesting looking lamb.
Well, I guess, you know, if it was something like, I just don't like reading the old flowery language, the thou and the thou
art. They have the Living Bible out there that's...
Yeah, but it's still not interesting to me. I'm not going to go out
and understand what you're saying.
Like, I'm not going to go out, run out and get that. I haven't read fiction I can't even tell you the last time I read fiction on my own. So it's just not to, it's just not my appeal. It's not something that interests me, but I'm glad it interests you. Any other thoughts, Dave?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Well, I don't know whether the rapture is in. You know, there's something in the Bible that indicates that the rapture is going to occur, because otherwise Christians wouldn't have come up with the idea. As to whether or not it's going to occur, it seems to me that Paul, who never saw Jesus, you know, said that that the world was coming to an end soon, and that was 2,000 years ago. To me, soon doesn't define 2,000 years. I feel like, yeah, you know, he's just missed that. I'm not sure that I don't think the world's coming to an end unless we, the human beings, the hairless monkeys running around here, building all kinds of technology, bring it to an end.
Yeah, nuclear weapons, that could be a problem.
Robots, when they take over.
All right, Mark, to the hospital email. Okay. What have you for us tonight?
Hold on just a second. I'm sorry, I didn't have it quite pulled up. All right. This is from Keenan. First, I want to say you guys do a double plus good show. I listen to about 30 different podcasts, and FTL blows the rest out of the water. Second, for all the, she says, kooks out in KGEZ, if they put as much effort into fighting.
They're fringers.
That's the term that Keenan used. If they're fighting their New World Order boogeymen and chemtrails that they were the way that they were fighting you guys, fighting to get you guys off the air, maybe they'd actually accomplish something useful for liberty. Instead, they sit in their basements in fear and paranoia. Oh, well.
They're gone now.
I will miss Dave, though, the one that sounds like Tommy Chong.
He's still with us,
he's
man.
He's one of my favorites.
He
went out and bought a laptop so he could listen to Free Talk Live. And that was how I felt about KGEZ, too. I mean, I miss KGEZ. I don't want to say that. But Dave was my favorite caller from there.
They're still on Saturdays.
I feel that he really puts together a great, powerful sentence that
encapsulates. He's got passion.
Yeah, he does. And I'll wrap it up with a question. If you had to get a chance to address it on the show, it would be really great. People always talk about government services like fire and police and roads, and they worry about getting how they would get along without the government. I've never heard anyone talk about hospitals and emergency care.
Okay, is that the question?
The question's a ways off in here still.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll find out what that's all about and talk to you about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. Plus, an email from a cop. We'll share that with you here in moments. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-4000.